With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump still announcing more personnel for his incoming administration.
The president-elect said he is nominating longtime TV talk show host Dr. Mehmet Oz to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. In a statement, Trump said Oz will cut waste and fraud within the country's most expensive government agency. He also has chosen his transition co-chair, Howard Lutnick, to be Commerce Secretary. Lutnick, who was said to be in the running for Treasury Secretary, is a billionaire who heads the brokerage and investment bank Cantor Fitzgerald. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. government recognizing Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the, quote, president-elect of that South American country, months after President Nicolas Maduro claimed to have won the July election. Also at SRNnews.com, Ukraine has fired several American-supplied longer-range missiles into Russia, marking the first time Kyiv has used the weapons in the war. At the Pentagon, Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the U.S. wants to use all of the roughly $7 billion Congress has allocated for Ukraine before Joe Biden leaves office.
We are committed to using that full authority that Congress has allotted to us. The only way we can do that also is to make sure that our shelves are fully backfilled and stocked. So as our shelves continue to get stocked with equipment and capabilities that are needed, we draw down from those and send those to Ukraine.
U.S. Envoy Amos Hochstein says an agreement to end the Israeli-Hezbollah war is, quote, within our grasp after meeting with officials in Lebanon. However, there's no such optimism in the Gaza Strip, where the looting of 100 aid trucks by armed men has worsened the situation. This is SRN News. Well, a lot of Americans today are getting their news from social media influencers.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, about 20% of adults turn to such people for news content, and 40% of those under the age of 30 do so. And what the Pew study reveals is that on the major platforms, X, TikTok, Instagram, and the like, the biggest single group of influencers are those promoting the LGBT agenda. Pro-Palestinian influencers come in second. By contrast, there are very few pro-life advocates on the platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump and Republican congressional members expected to roll back President Biden's efforts to promote transgenderism. Mr. Trump has pledged to withhold funding from schools that allow boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. President also says any doctor providing sex change operations could be barred from Medicare. This is SRN News. Walmart says its sales and profits up again in the third quarter.
The low prices proved to be a powerful draw for shoppers seeking to cut spending where they could. The nation's largest retailer raised its outlook for the year as well. Walmart reported net income of $4.58 billion, or 57 cents per share, in the 3 months ending October 31st. That compares with $453 billion, or 6 cents per share, in the year-ago period.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, adjusted earnings were 58 cents per share, 5 cents better than Wall Street had expected. Sales rose 5.5% to $169.5 billion. That's up from $160.8 billion one year ago. That also easily defeated most analyst projections. More details at srnnews.com.